You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, Anton Daniels did a video where he talked about something, and I waited ever so patiently to see if anybody else would pick this up, insofar as other content creators. Now, let me be crystal clear with what I'm about to say. In reading this article, I do not care about this topic. Why? Because for me, there's a deeper topic that needs to be addressed. Something that already played itself out. And once again, the Black community is being played for absolute idiots. Now, let me go ahead and get into the foundation of my video and my ultimate message. Now, this article was published on the 17th of July. It's lengthy, so I'm not going to read all of it. 300,000 Black women have left the labor force in 3 months. It is not a coincidence. Now, once again, I'm going to be crystal clear. I personally do not care about this because, as you all know, when it comes to Keisha and their jobs, they did everything in their power to thumb their nose at Black men talking about how dusty, how broke, how unemployed we are. And we all know, when you go and really look at blackdemographics.com, that is an absolute lie. However, it has always been a narrative that Keisha has been allowed, and yes, I said allowed, to constantly throw out into the public areas. In just 3 months, nearly 300,000 Black women have left the U.S. labor force. Their labor force participation rate has now dropped below that of Latinas for the first time in over a year. And more than 518,000 Black women still have not returned to the labor force since the Charlie 19 pandemic began, leaving their real unemployment rate just above 10%. Now, if we really want to talk about this, if 300,000 members of any group had something happen to them, it would be all over the news. But, this is not a coincidence. It is the result of federal policy changes, most immediately sweeping job cuts across public sector agencies where Black women have long held the strongest foothold in middle class employment. Basically, what they're saying in a nutshell is Black women were employed by Big Zaddy government. However, Big Zaddy government has now decided to file for divorce. Yeah, Black women, y'all married the government under Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society program, where he said he'd have ninjas voting for Democrat for the next 200 years. And now you understand why 92% of Black women and the vast majority of Black men, simps who followed them to the polls, voted for Cam, because they knew if Trump got back into office, he was going to shut that shit down. All of these quote unquote amenities that black women enjoy to be able to say, yes, we're so better than black men. Look at us. Yeah. However, winter has come. Agencies like the Department of Education and the Department of Health and Human Services have seen dramatic reductions in staff, up to 50% in some cases. These are not just institutional losses. They represent a disappearance of stable, often well-paying jobs that historically provided economic security to black women and the families they support. Now, when it comes to the black community, the word family does not include a man. No, a husband. Let me be crystal clear. It does not include a husband. Now, it does include a Pookie and a Ray Ray who is underneath that black woman, who is dependent on that black woman. See, once again, this goes back to the psychology of a lot of black women and why they favor thugs, Pookies, and Ray Rays over good, stable black men, because they know that they can't control that good, stable black man. That good, stable black man will come with something that the vast majority of black women do not like, and that is called standards. For decades, the public sector has served as a lifeline for black women shut out of opportunities elsewhere in the economy. No, those were a lot of bloat jobs just to make black women feel like they were important. Black women make up over 12% of federal workforces, almost double their share of the labor force overall. These roles offer not only pensions and benefits, but more equitable pay than the private sector, where wage gaps remain entrenched. Blah, blah, blah. The wage gap has been thoroughly debunked time and time again. DEI dismantled. This is where it starts to get real good. Why? Because for the longest time, black women enjoyed what's called the double minority status. Oh, they're black and they're women. So yeah, we're gonna hire more of them in place of black men. Yeah, the chickens have definitely come home to roost. At the same time, we've witnessed an aggressive rollback of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs across the federal government and private sector. In government, DEI roles were among the first eliminated under the current administration. Good. Merit-based hiring. Can you do the job? No more of this, oh, I'm a woman and I'm black, so I deserve the job. No. Can you do the job at hand? Nope. All right. Get on down the road. Internally, directives signaled that race-conscious dialogue, even when supported by data, are now restricted or suspect, reinforcing a chilling effect on equity-driven decision-making. Student loan debt. The so-called Big Beautiful Bill promises relief, but women will pay $13.9 billion more than men under the new plan. You know why you're going to pay more? Because you own more of the student loan debt. Oh, I got my degree, so now I deserve a better class of man. Meanwhile, you have men out here who don't have degrees, who work in skilled trades, who earn more money. But their job does not have that status attached to it like these women want. And it hits Black women the hardest, because repaying student loan debt takes longer and they accrue more interest while struggling to cover essentials. In fact, 57% of Black women with student loan debts report difficulty meeting basic expenses. Do you know why? We all know why. Most people don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it right now. Women are the biggest consumers. Black women are even bigger consumers than every other group of women. Why? Well, let's go ahead and put the truth out and shame the devil. Why? Because Black women want white acceptance and they believe that they can buy it through brand names. Oops, did I just say that? Yes, the fuck I did say it. Automation and exclusion from tech. Black women are among the most vulnerable to automation, with 21% working in jobs highly exposed to AI-driven disruption. Why? Because those were bloat-safe jobs that women enjoyed that the federal government created to make these women feel important once again. With 21% working in jobs, I already talked about that, yet they hold just 3% of computing-related jobs. You know why? Because those jobs are considered lame. Mm-hmm. The Black men in tech are considered lame. So obviously, once again, they don't want to go into those jobs, even though they pay very well, because they're actually involved more schooling, which involves more debt. So yeah, the tech bros, they may have debt, but they can actually pay that debt off faster because they understand, okay, if I'm going to get this debt paid off, I don't need to consume. I'm willing to take that L for now. That way, later, I'm in a better position. But women, oh, no, 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 no. I want it now. I'm going to get it now. I don't care about anything else. Oh, my God, my rent's due. I need help. Nope, nope, nope. Between February and April of 2025, Black women lost 318,000 jobs as the overall economy added jobs. Yeah, you know why a lot of Black women lost jobs? Because of their attitude. Far too many people have Black woman fatigue. Ghetto Black woman attitude fatigue. This is not just a mismatch. It is a structural exclusion from both the current economy and the next one. Put simply, when Black women are pushed out of the labor force, we all lose. And once again, I'm going to say why that last sentence is so quote unquote important. The consumerism of Black women. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, this is not the focus of this video. It is not. Now, what I really want to talk about, and what everybody else is talking about right damn now. That's right, the T app. This is where the Black community is focusing most of its energy. Yeah, I want to just simply talk about how truly simple-minded and absolutely easily distracted that the Black community truly is. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to April when the initial job report came out. Over 100,000 Black women lost their jobs. Did the Black community actually talk about that initially? No, no. What was the Black community talking about back then? What was the Black community arguing amongst itself about back then? That's right, that statue of that Black woman in Times Square. That's where the Black community was focusing all of its, you know, vitriol, all of its energy, going back and forth. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Yet at the same time, they were being played with in their face. However, this time, 300,000 Black women have lost their jobs. You would expect the Black community would be up in arms talking about this. But nope, once again, the same damn play. Now, I find it extremely convenient, the timing of this whole T-App drama versus what's going on with Black women getting pretty much thrown out on their asses from the job force. Totally convenient, yet the same damn play. Divide and conquer. You got more Black people arguing about the T-App than you do about this recent report. But once again, it is by design. It is a quick way to get Black folks arguing amongst ourselves and missing the bigger picture. Now, once again, I'm going to be crystal clear. Me personally, I don't care about this. I don't. I really don't. I'm just sitting off to the side like, damn. Once again, the Black community is being played for fools because they can't get past their grade school mentality of trying to expose each other and saying, ooh, I got the tea. Ooh, I want to talk about this man. Or, oh, I want to talk about this woman. Really? But once again, when you look at the bigger picture, this is why the vast majority of other communities really don't take the Black community seriously at all. Easily distracted from topics that they should be talking about. But once again, you got to go back to something that Scheherazade Ali said. Black women do not mentally mature past 14. And unfortunately, we all know that Black men have never been able to actually get a foothold and actually, you know, take charge of the Black community. And we all know why, because I pointed that out in another critique of the Black community, where I put out the video of the woman that ultimately said the big secret of the Black community. Black women know that if they want to get Black men in line, all they got to do is call the police or threaten to call the police. And that's what made Black men so damn docile and unable to actually establish a foothold in the Black community. So yeah, all of these things are pieces of the big puzzle that have been put together. Just saying, you got to know how to connect the dots. But unfortunately, the vast majority of Black people, nah, they won't do it. No, let me be crystal clear on something else. The vast majority of ninjas won't do it. Oh, yeah. Chris Rock's most prophetic comedy skit, Black People versus Ninjas. Mm-hmm. Now, I find it hilarious that people are so up in arms about that community out in the Ozarks in Arkansas that are saying, yes, they want to make a whites-only community. Cool. Let them do it. Why do you want to be a part of somebody that don't want to be a part of you, that don't want to be around you? Cool. Let them do it. Let them do their own damn thing. But yeah, all in all, once again, the Black community as a whole has been played for fools talking about something that is not actually important in the overall survival of the American Black community. But hey, there are a lot of Black men in the trades. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of black women out there who's going to be trying to make those, hey, big head calls. Now, me personally, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Nothing. But for a lot of you other brothers out there, I'm pretty sure y'all know when they make those calls, you know what the deal is. Just saying. Be careful. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And for a lot of black women, you need to understand this, even though I know you won't, because you really don't care. Because as long as the system is making you feel good, that's all you really want to have happen anyway. But you better understand this regardless. The power, the social power, the legal power, all the power that you thought you had over black men, that is definitely being turned off. Feminism, which once again was never your fight to begin with, has pretty much abandoned you. So that's gone out right along with it. And yeah, a lot of you, you're going to have nowhere to go because your attitude towards black men, a lot of black men have a long memory. And that ghetto, that ratchet, that I'm so better than black men, we don't need to respect black men, all of that stuff that you've said over the last 50 plus years of what I like to call BMAS, Black Men Ain't Shit Incorporated, yeah, that's all coming back. And yeah, there are a lot of black men who will turn their backs on you. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.